Hello guys, welcome once again to Love, Sex and Relationship. Today's episode is gonna be fantastic because I have an amazing guest waiting on the line. And the topic for discussion today is, can you cheat on someone you love? With me today, I have Brittany Anderson. Hi Brittany, how you doing?
Hi, how are you? I'm good, how are you doing?
I am fantastic. It's so good to have you on Love, Sex, and Relationship. How is it going with you?
Pretty good out here, trying to stay safe and everything. How you doing? And thank you for having me. Thank you for having me,
Terry. Oh, the pleasure is all mine. And I'm so glad that you are trying to stay safe, just as we all are trying to stay safe. It's a very difficult time, and you know, I so much believe that this time shall pass.
Absolutely. We have to think about the positive and focus on the positive.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right, Brittany. So the topic for discussion today is, can you cheat on someone you love? Now, I'm going to throw it straight at you. Can you cheat on someone you love?
That's a good question. It just depends. You know, there's different kinds of love. Which kind of, like, are you talking about, like, your spouse, like, your boyfriend?
Yeah, like you are dating, you are into someone, you are dating someone, and you are so in love with a person. Can you cheat on such a person?
No, not really.
No, not really. are you trying to confuse us?
No, I'm not.
So what exactly are you trying to say?
I'm just trying to say that if you're truly in love with someone, if you're in a close relationship, then I definitely, like, if I'm talking personal, I wouldn't cheat on my spouse. But if you're in an open relationship, I wouldn't consider that as cheating.
All right. You know, I think it's high time we make this pretty clear so it won't be confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you are in an open relationship, I don't think you have 100% right on that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are not exclusive. That means you can see someone else and that person could see someone else.
Yeah.
Now, what we are talking about here is you being in an exclusive relationship with someone.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly where we are and what we're talking about.
Okay. I will not cheat on my spouse. Exclusive relationship, I'd rather break off the relationship than cheat on the person, you know? Because then at the end of the day, it brings so much drama and it just brings a lot of problems, which means you don't truly love the person. But sometimes, you know, like every once in a while, that situation does happen where it's just maybe you and your spouse are in a very bad place. Maybe someone else is treating you better. I'm not saying that's me necessarily, but just in general, and you get a leaning ear from somebody else who is not your boyfriend or husband, that can lead to something, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you been in such a situation before?
A situation where I was in a bad place with
her. Where you are exclusive with someone and you are having a bad time and there's this other guy that is just being pretty nice to you. Have you been in such a situation before?
Yeah, I have. But I wouldn't.
So what happened?
I didn't cheat on my spouse though. What I did was the person who was being nice was more like a listener. You know, sometimes you want that person to listen to you. So he was more like listening to like what was wrong, trying to comfort you, doing the things that your boyfriend or husband is supposed to be doing. But there was no cheating. It was just more listening, like getting someone to listen to you and just console you. That was.
And he doesn't want more?
I mean, at some point I did know that he wanted more, but I felt like I'd rather break off my relationship than just go in and cheat. That would just give me a guilty conscience, you know? That would just give me a guilty conscience.
All right, so now, you know, when we say cheating, there's a thousand and one ways to cheat. And sometimes we cheat and we are unaware of it. Do you know that?
Well, really, what kind of, how do you, okay, I'm going to ask you a question. How do you define cheating?
Okay. All right. When you cheat, it doesn't necessarily have to be sexual relationship with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily have to be. You're not thinking about it alone. It's cheating, you know?
Just the thought of cheating, then, which means everybody has cheated. Then everybody on this planet has cheated.
Yeah. Do you know that some people break up not because their partner actually get involved in a sexual relationship with someone else, but flirting with someone else alone could lead to a breakup. You know,
I consider flirting as big cheating. I don't like guy, like if you're in an exclusive relationship with a guy, really flirting every day, even if he does it right in front of you, which means the guy doesn't have any respect for you whatsoever to flirt in front of you. That is definitely cheating, of course. Yeah,
but you know, some people will tell you, oh, I'm just playing. I don't mean it. I'm just playing. But, you know, it's flirting, and flirting could lead to anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. But that flirting, I think, do you know what? I think emotional cheating is even more substantial than physical cheating. Because usually for guys, when they cheat on you and have sex with someone, it's just fleeting. It's pretty much like a one-time thing. But if your spouse, your boyfriend or husband, has made a connection with another woman, that's just very different. Very, yeah. Very different.
And very difficult and very dangerous.
Very. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, pretty much you believe that if you're in love with someone, you can't cheat on the person, right?
I would like to think that.
Okay. So, do you want to tell us your experience, like you know, maybe cheating or being cheated on?
Okay, let's see. Oh, wow. You just put me on the spot.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's see. I haven't cheated on my boyfriend. So I have been cheated on. That was a while ago. Where it was like, it usually happens with your boyfriend and your close friend, right? So, yeah, pretty much the same situation where they were talking to each other. And because I was busy with school and with work, they had their own thing going on in the background, and I didn't find out until like months later, and it just broke my heart because I lost a true friend and I lost my boyfriend. So that was very sad, and it took me a minute to learn to trust somebody, you know. Yeah.
So how were you able to deal with that? The relationship ended, or you guys, you know, settled afterwards?
What? Do you think I would continue? No way. It ended right then and then. First of all, it would have been...
So what about your friend?
Oh, I don't know. I did forgive her, but we're not friends anymore. And for the guy, I haven't spoken to him. Just because to do it with my really close friend is just... If it was like an outsider, I would have considered. But a really close friend is just very bad in my book. Very bad in my book.
Yeah, I mean, it can be so haunting, you know, when you trust people or trust someone, and you know, and things like that is happening behind your back, yeah. And you get to know about it. It can be so frustrating, like, you know, so disrespectful.
Absolutely.
As well.
It made me feel really bad because they would tell me, oh, they're going out for lunch together, and you know, because they were my close friend and my boyfriend, so I was like, oh yeah, you guys can have fun. And I never ever second guessed or overthought it, like they were doing something, you know. So yeah, that was heartbreaking.
I can imagine. Anyway, it's so cool. I got your point, and I'm sure I'm hopeful that we're gonna have you again on this show on maybe another different topic.
Thank you. Well, thank you for having me. This was very interesting.
Then there's another thing I want to ask you before you go. you seem to be a big fan of African prints. Do you want to tell us why?
Oh, so I have an African clothing, not necessarily an African clothing store, but I have an African clothing line on my store that I just added. And I just love Africa. I think starting last year, I've been to Ghana a lot of times, and I'm just in love with the culture, the fabric. So I included that to my online store. So if you guys want to check it out at this House of Nocturnal on Instagram or online, you could check that out. But yeah, I'm surprised.
Amazing. So it's just Ghana. It's just Ghana you've been to.
I've been to in Africa. I've been to Ghana and to Nigeria. For the first time this year.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did go to Nigeria. So beautiful. So beautiful.
You had a good time? Yeah. You want to come again?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Hopefully, you know, I mean, after this whole coronavirus pandemic, hopefully you'll come visit again and it's going to be fun.
Yep.
All right. Thank you very much for being on this show, and we'll reach out to you again. All right, guys. Isn't that lovely? Well, once again, that is, you know, what you always expect. And you stay safe, and we'll be back again. Cheers.